In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. I don't know about you, but I am starving. Nobody ever tells you this, but time travel makes me hungry. What do you think? Mol? Molly? What are you doing?
Check it out. Hold out one hand.
Okay.
Now count your fingers on that hand, counting backwards from 10.
Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Now, add the number of fingers from the other hand to that.
6 plus 5 equals 11. Oh, wow.
I know. 11 fingers? It doesn't make sense.
No, I meant, oh, wow, sarcastically. Because that is such a silly way to count your fingers. And wrong.
No, it's creative accounting. And it's the kind of trick we need to be prepared for when battling the troublesome trolls. I thought of another one this morning. I can prove that 1 equals negative 1.
Oh, boy! Should I take off my sneakers? Will I need to count my toes?
No. Just write this down. 1 squared equals negative 1 squared.
Okay, now what?
What's 1 squared?
That's 1 times 1. That equals 1.
Great. Now what's negative 1 squared?
Negative 1 times negative 1 equals 1.
So if you cancel out the squares, you're left with 1 equals negative 1.
Oh, wow. And that wasn't a sarcastic, oh, wow. My 11 fingers applaud you.
You two sound like a couple of trolls with your twisty math tricks.
Aunt Murgatroyd?
That's right. I need you both in 1684 Amsterdam. Stat! Some trolls have threatened to sink the Amsterdam Peel.
The Amsterdam Peel? What's that?
It's translated as the Amsterdam Level. It's a measurement of sea level that became the basis for the Amsterdam Ordnance Datum, which was adopted as the zero level for all of Europe. It's kind of like the prime meridian or the equator, but for sea level.
Without a common reference point for zero level, there will be disharmony in the construction of roads, bridges, tunnels, buildings, and more. It would be chaos.
And we know who loves chaos.
Trolls!
We better get going then.
I'll dial in the coordinates. Aunt Murgatroyd, is that you?
Guess again, loser.
Brad?
Looks like you're not the only one with a walkie-talkie. Next time, pick a different channel.
Oh, no. What if Brad heard us talking to your aunt? What if he knows about the time radio?
Don't worry. I guarantee he doesn't have a clue.
What are you and your girlfriend whispering about? I gotta say, whatever game you two nerds are playing, it's really cringe.
You would know.
See?
Anyway, gotta go, Brad. Have fun eavesdropping on other people. Bye!
Watch your backs, Max.
You're so sad, Brad. Over and out.
I don't know. I still think you two could be friends again.
Not in this lifetime. Anyway, 1684 Amsterdam, here we come.
Whoa, check out the canals. They cut right through the city. No wonder they're so concerned with sea level here.
Yeah, we need to find the city water authority.
In that case, we're in Dutch. Because everything's in Dutch.
Okay. You forced that joke a little. But I've heard worse. I know. We can check the gable stones.
The what?
Gable stones. See those plaques of a picture on them? They're used to mark buildings, like a fancy sign.
Oh, so that one has a tooth on it. Does that mean it's for a dentist?
Yep. And that one has a candle.
A candle maker?
You got it. Before houses and buildings were numbered, people used gable stones to represent their names and businesses. To find the water authority, we just need to look for...
water?
I guess.
Max, look.
You found it already?
No. Check out that gable stone. Isn't that the same symbol we found on the calendar in Conklin's office?
Oh, you're right. It's a symbol for the troublemaking trolls.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Are you kidding? I want to take a look inside.
But what if they catch us?
Just a quick peek through the window? No way. There's like 8 of them. They're all wearing hooded robes. Creepy.
It's too dark to see their faces.
Look, there's an equation on the blackboard.
U squared equals negative U squared.
Wouldn't that be the same as saying U equals U?
Yeah, but also U equals negative U. Just like the trick I did for you this morning.
That's right. I wonder what they're using it for.
Perhaps it's an important clue you should remember.
Ah! Who are you?
I'm Willem van Ziegel from the Water Authority. Aunt Murgatroyd asked me to meet you.
Did you have to sneak up on us like that?
I did. It was to scare you and create a distraction. Oh, here come the trolls. You better run.
Run? What about you?
I'm going to sneak inside and retrieve the log of tide measurements the trolls stole from me. They're critical for the calculation of the Amsterdam Pale.
I'm coming with you. I want to see inside a troll lodge.
Sorry, Max. Not this time. We better move. I'll meet you later.
Where?
The Water Authority. Here, take this note. It explains how to get in.
Wait, how do we find the Water Authority?
Run! I think we finally lost them.
Good. I can't run much longer. I never ran track like you.
No, but you can hang.
Thanks. Now, how do we find the Water Authority?
What if we use the Gable Stones?
Of course!
Could that be it?
Where?
The building across the bridge. The Gable Stone has a canal on it.
Good eye, Maul. Let's go!
What does the note say?
There's a sequence of numbers. 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, blank, 8. To enter the Water Authority, knock as many times as the missing number. So, we need to figure out what the blank is. 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, blank, 8.
In a sequence, the next number usually has a specific relation to the previous number or numbers, which could be anything. Like, each number is double the previous number.
Maybe that's it. Wait, no, it starts with 0. Scratch that. What if each number is the previous number times each other?
Nope, it can't be that either. It starts with 0. Everything would be 0.
What if we added them all up? 0 plus 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 7. Could it be 7?
Maybe. But then why would the next number be 8?
Good point. That doesn't work either.
But hold on, maybe you're onto something with the adding.
I am?
Add the first two numbers together. What do you get?
0 plus 1 equals 1.
Now, add the second and third numbers.
1 plus 1 equals 2, which is the next number in the sequence.
Now add the third and fourth numbers.
1 plus 2 equals 3, which is the next number. And when you add the fourth and fifth numbers, you get 2 plus 3 equals 5. 5 is the missing sixth number.
And just to be sure, let's add the fifth number to our new sixth number.
3 plus 5 equals 8, which is the next number. We did it!
I could have told you that.
Ah! You gotta stop sneaking up on us, dude.
How do you know the sequence, Willem? Have you done this before?
Nah, it's just that it's a famous number sequence known as the Fibonacci sequence. And it's just as you figured. The next number is always the sum of the two previous numbers. And it can just go on and on and on. Believe it or not, Fibonacci sequences pop up in surprising places in math as well as nature, like in the spiral of a hurricane or how certain plants grow.
Cool! It's also a pretty complicated way to say knock 5 times.
What can I say? Everyone around here loves math puzzles.
Right.
Come on, I've got the data log. Let's get inside before the trolls spot us.
Sure, just a sec. Molly, can I speak to you in private?
Okay.
How well do we know this Willem guy? Do you think we can trust him?
Well, he said he knew your aunt. You think he's lying?
I'm not sure.
I think I see some trolls. Come on, we've got to hurry.
Oh boy, I hope we're not making a mistake. Say, Willem, how exactly do you know Aunt Murgatroyd?
I told you, she's a friend.
How do we know you're not a troll?
Fair question. I think you both better sit for this.
Huh? Ugh, it stinks.
Gotcha.
Hey, it's a Windbreaker 5000, just like the one Aunt Murgatroyd made for me.
Now, do you believe me?
I do.
Me too.
Good. Oh, thank goodness I've got my data log back. Oh, no!
What?
The pages for August are blank. The trolls must have erased them.
Are those pages important?
Very. To determine the zero level, we measure the water in the bay at its highest, which is summer. That way, we can avoid flooding in the construction of new buildings, dikes, and waterways. Without the data for August, there's no way to calculate the Amsterdam Pale.
Isn't it odd that they only erased the data for August? Why not the entire summer?
That's not how they operate. As you deal more with the trolls, you'll learn they like to obscure things just enough to drive you bonker.
Hey, look! This page isn't totally erased.
The erasure slices right down the middle, like someone was brushing it with something.
Wait, I've got an idea. Willem, blow out the candles.
But then how will we see?
If my hunch is correct, we will.
Whoa, the pages are glowing.
Well, I'll be. The August data, it's all here.
They must have a special substance that turns regular ink into invisible glow-in-the-dark ink. A math teacher at our school, Mr. Conklin, used something similar to hide a secret calendar in plain sight.
Did you say Conklin?
Yes.
He's a troll. We already know that.
Oh, dear.
Do you know him?
No, but the Conklins are nobility among the troublemaking trolls. Their ancestors go back to the founding of the Order.
No way.
Yes way. I'd keep an eye on Mr. Conklin if I were you two. I'm positive he's keeping an eye on you.
Anyway, do you need help calculating the Amsterdam Peel?
No, I can take it from here. I just need a place to sit.
Sorry, one good prank deserves another.
Well played, Max. Phew, that stinks.
Rats! I miscalculated. I was hoping to teleport back in time to finish my lunch.
Take it to go and eat it during gym.
Good idea!
Hey, Max, is that you? Back from your nerd adventure?
Give me that! Who's he calling nerds?
Well, we are. But so what? Nerds are cool!
Yeah, well, he still doesn't get to call us names. Give it.
I've got a better idea. Quick, duck behind that lunch cart. Hey, Katrina!
Hey, Max!
I'm talking to Molly on this walkie-talkie. She said she just got the same haircut as you, but it looks better on her.
What?
Ah, my ears!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, and Taya Garland. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.